This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A wildfire near Rifle is now out. Officials say evacuations in place since last night have been lifted and State Highway 325 has reopened. Officials did not provide an estimate on how much land was burned in the fire that started near the Rifle Fish Hatchery. Governor Polis says Colorado will expand the number of places that voters can drop off mail-in ballots this fall. He says 75% of the ballots are returned via Dropbox instead of mail because it's convenient and does not require a stamp. The president continues to challenge the validity of mail-in ballots and continues to push a baseless claim that they're subject to widespread fraud. The playoffs began today for the Denver Nuggets. CPR's Vic Vela reports.
The Nuggets take on Western Conference rival the Utah Jazz in a best-of-seven-game series. Denver enters the playoffs as the 3 seed in the West behind the Lakers and Clippers. The Nuggets came up just short of reaching the conference finals last year. Coach Michael Malone rested key players during recent regular season games in hopes that they'll be healthy and rested for a longer postseason run this time around. The pandemic means this will be the first time playoff games will be held without fans. All games will be played in the so-called bubble at Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando. I'm Vic Vela, CPR News.
And at the end of regulation play, it is 115 for the Nuggets, 115 for the Jazz. 93 in Denver, this is CPR News.